Welcome to the Music Video Night podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis, and we are not experts in music or videos.
You know what we are?
Just two guys?
Yep.
I knew you were going to say it.
I was going to do it, but I was like, you know what, let's let Travis have this.
Just two guys.
Just two guys having a good time. What's up, man?
Just another podcast.
Another day, another podcast. And we're not going to talk about what we said the next episode is going to be last episode. There's just no laws. This is a surprise for everybody.
So I think we're going to have to quit putting them in order because...
For this season.
Well, I think for any season, because I think this is going to continue to happen. We have more guests wanting to come onto the show.
Yeah.
And they want to pick a specific video, so we have to work around their schedules, which is fantastic. Happy to do it. So I don't think we'll ever give you an order anymore.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work.
We'll still tell you the songs.
We'll tell you the songs, just not the order.
Unless sometimes we don't tell you the songs for a season or something.
Yeah,
know?
Maybe.
Like the old days.
Yeah, the old days.
Who knows? Who knows?
But anyway, at the end of this video, we're not going to tell you what the next song is because we don't know.
Refer to the season finale of last episode, or of last season, to find out what songs. Yeah.
What songs we are doing. Yeah.
But this week...
This week? Your pick?
Yes, we're doing Just Two Guys by The Lonely Island, which I believe is the first?
It feels like it.
I think the first video that they put out.
I didn't do any research. This is your pick.
Yeah, this was a video that they made and pitched to the president of Fox.
Oh, nice.
And it earned them a TV pilot. So this was a successful pitch on their part. Self-produced, self-directed, of course, by The Lonely Island. Before we move on, we did not even talk about last week's episode, which was Toxic by Britney Spears. Anything else to add there?
I don't think so. I think it was fun. I don't know how detailed you want to get into the editing of that one, but it is the most work that you've put into an episode in a while, so... Great job.
Thanks.
I'm just going to say good job. You did a fantastic job on it. So.
All right. It was a group effort by everybody involved. Okay, so let's move on to Just Two Guys. Let's do our synths. God, I feel like it's low energy right now.
It is. I started high energy. I don't know why it's low energy.
I know.
Maybe I didn't bring you up.
I think I just stalled. We got too quickly into moving forward, and now we're having to back.
You look like a hipster Freddy Krueger sweatshirt. Going on here.
Okay.
I like it.
Thanks. And this is as old as our friendship.
It's even got a hole right there. Yeah, dude. It's beautiful.
It's because when you're swole, you bust out your clothes.
Sure it is.
This is old. This actually got it out of my yard work drawer.
Really?
So it's just an old sweater. Okay.
Thanks for dressing up for me.
So you are wearing...
I'm wearing Mason Francis Kirkjian.
Close enough.
Grand Soar.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's really good.
Good.
Oh, you picked a good one for me. I didn't pick today.
Yeah.
No random draws. You just said I want you to wear this.
I wore it yesterday. I wore Grant's Way yesterday.
And so
I was like,
good.
I think I'm going to make him wear that.
Yeah.
So, good. Yeah. And then I'm wearing Bond number 9 West Side, which is also really good.
Oh, wait.
Very boozy, like a cognac-y, rich caramel
Almost
maybe.
Almost an herby smell to it, too. That's interesting.
It's good. So we're just like boozing it up in here.
We
right
are,
now.
Yeah. And drinking water.
Water, yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, so now let's just get on with this. Just Two Guys having a good time. Okay, so...
What year is this from?
Well, I think there's a guess for that. Do you have any relation to this song?
No, this is the first time I'd ever seen it or heard it today.
Today was it. And I knew that because... Okay. You know, when we first made our list, I tried to make it a habit, try to go and listen to every video to be like, do I want to veto this? Do I need to think about it? Let it marinate.
Yeah.
And I knew that if you had listened to this, you would have got rid of it.
Yeah.
But again, it was so you had to veto the Maroon 5 or this.
Exactly.
So it was kind of like a little teaser. Like, dare you.
I still think I picked right.
Okay.
Interesting. But yeah, if Maroon 5 hadn't been on there, and it's not Maroon 5, it's She Will Be Loved,
it's just that
music
song.
Video. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Maroon 5, but that video is awful, and this is better.
Okay. So, you've never heard it before today, and I when I picked it, I came across it again. I think I probably watched it when it, like, around this time. Maybe a little later, because Lonely Island came into our radar past this. But, like, the 2009-ish era, when they were getting bigger. Because when this came out, I don't think I'd heard of them.
I wish I'd have seen this in 2004.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you'd have been into it?
Way more than I am now.
Okay.
It would have been more of that immature sense of humor mm-hmm. that teenagers have.
Okay. Which, you know, we're going to go off into some of that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go into some of
that. Good. I'm excited about it.
Okay. So I guess we'll just do a walkthrough.
Give it to us.
All right. So it's just two guys having a good time. There's guy number one and guy number two, mm-hmm. Both members of Lonely Island. And one of them has apparently invited the other to come to his house to have a party. He brings spinach dip to his house, and it's sparsely decorated. It's a very low-quality video. These guys are clearly amateurs at partying and filmmaking, and they do terrible synchronized singing together. The song is poorly wrapped, and they can't quite get it right, and they film themselves doing things to possibly make themselves look cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. They're in a pool. They dance at a stadium or like a little seated graduation looking ceremony. And that's it. I mean, I could go on into minutia, but there's no reason to. So
sure.
It's just it's like if you and a friend made something when you were 17 years old.
Yeah.
Not you specifically, but yes. You.
Or somebody from your school.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of the two of us, this would more likely be me making this.
Sure.
But yeah, somebody at your school made this.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. Do you think where this is filmed,
mm-hmm.
first of all, the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
This is their apartment.
Do you think it is?
I absolutely know it is.
Okay. Oh, you mean like now. Do you mean the Lonely Island's apartment or these two guys' apartment?
I think it's the group's apartment or mm-hmm. it's just Andy Samberg's apartment. Because mm-hmm. do you notice when he opens the front door, what's on the door behind
Andy's
him?
Danger.
Yeah. Danger, Andy's room.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so this is legit. They just filmed it in their apartment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what, man? So I'm glad you caught that because Andy, I was like making jokes. I didn't write it down, but I was like, neither one of these guys' name is Andy. That's funny.
No.
But it's Andy Samberg. Yeah,
yeah, obviously. It's obviously okay. Andy Samberg.
That makes sense.
He's in the video.
Yeah. I thought much harder about it than that. I know he's in the video, but I didn't think of him as Andy on the door.
Oh,
I just didn't put that little
piece
together.
That's his apartment.
I skipped the easy and went right to the difficult interpretation of that.
Well, that means you were in the right mindset because you had to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, their apartment. Sure. How long do you think it took him to do it?
Like, a day?
I mean,
a day, yeah.
Yeah, I can see a day, 2 days.
For sure a day. Maybe the second day at the other location,
mm-hmm.
but everything at this apartment is one day.
My thought, though, maybe is they'd already produced things, made things, and they knew they were going to take this to the president of Fox. They could have put a lot more time into this than we think.
They could have.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that them doing it at Andy's apartment
mm-hmm.
in one day meant they weren't thinking about what they were doing. I think they absolutely knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was completely on purpose that they did this all in one day.
Here's another thing that could contribute to this, okay? Unless they're just freezing. So they're wearing coats and really cold stuff, but then when they're at the pool, they're in no clothes and like sunny stuff. So it's kind of also hard to place when.
Yeah. Well, I have a theory.
Okay.
Around why they're wearing warm clothing.
Okay.
So we'll get into that later.
All right, sure.
what?
Did you come up with a bunch for this, Travis?
No.
You did text me behind the scenes, short episode alert, meaning the podcast is going to be short.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm assuming you have one.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got one.
That's it. Short episode alert.
One.
Here we go.
One that can be interpreted a couple different ways, but one.
Okay, perfect. Do we want to go into those now? And who wants to go first?
I think
or
so.
Is there some other crap we want to talk
about? No, we'll just get the theories out of the way and then we'll just bullshit.
Who did they credit the directing to?
It's not.
It's just to all of them.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
You know, sometimes on these bigger videos, there'll be like a Wikipedia that tells you all the information.
Yeah.
This doesn't.
Okay.
It's just, it's part of Lonely Island's Wikipedia page, and it's like a sentence.
Okay. Fair enough. That's where it belongs.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
to be honest.
A footnote in their history. That's
it. Yeah. All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
It's another spy theory.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason I came up with it. Mm-hmm. So.
Would it happen to be the book, The Spy Who Came In From the Cult?
There you go. And he's reading. And look, I tried because you only get to see that for like half a second and then it's gone. But he's sitting in a chair reading this book by John Le Carre, a British novel writer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spy book based in 1963 around the Cold War, I guess.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that was it. I saw that and I went spy related theory.
Of course.
So you've got two socially awkward and spy-obsessed losers,
mm-hmm.
and they've never met before, but they have signed up to be spies through some sort of agency
mm-hmm.
who has decided to put them together for a mission.
Yes.
And so he goes over to his house. The dip is just the party decorations, just so he knows which house to go to, and the dip is just signal that, hey, I'm your new spy partner, because they've never met.
Right.
They're mad at Steve when he shows up.
Yeah, got it.
You know, Steve's a cunt.
Yes.
Because it's a two-person job. It's not a three-spy job. It's a two-spy job. They talk in the song about spiking the punch, loaded guns, hands to the sky, and why the cops won't just let them party, and how would you like to be shot?
Mm-hmm.
All spy shit, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So, and at 1:35, when they go to that other location that we were talking about, right? You said it kind of looks like graduation ceremony.
Yes.
I tend to agree, but I went political rally.
Yeah, for that, that works.
Yeah, yeah, it works as a political rally. They're on a stage. It's obviously very empty, so they're scoping out the place where they're supposed to hit their target
mm-hmm.
as these spies or assassins. The reason that they're in awkward clothing outside of the apartment complex is because they're in disguise.
Yeah, that's good.
The weird hat, the big jackets with shorts on.
Yeah.
It's just their way of being disguises. They're
not conspicuous. They're very, like, obviously.
Yeah. Well, they're losers and they have no idea what they're doing, but they think they're being fantastic spies coming up with these game plans. So, yeah, they are sent to assassinate some political person.
Mm-hmm.
At a political rally.
So, okay, with that then, why are they doing the video? Why are the spies making this video?
Oh, it's their first job, so it's their way of making a memory of cataloging.
So they are just two spies having a good time.
They are.
Okay, so they're documenting their...
It's not just two guys, it's just two spies.
Just two spies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
That was it. And look, I put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
But that's all I could come up with.
Okay. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was terrible.
Okay. Cool. Does your thoughts on the pool... You said you had thoughts on why... Like, you said they're in disguise.
Yeah. Okay. Why they're wearing warm clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The pool is... Look, these two are now best friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're documenting their first mission... And them just hanging out and having fun.
Okay.
They're complete losers.
Okay. Sure.
Which makes them fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. You're hesitant on accepting my theory. I don't know. Are you looking for a hole to punch in it?
No. I'm,
okay.
Because we both don't have a whole lot,
I'm
looking for ways to enhance yours.
I gotcha.
Yeah, no. We don't tear each other down anymore, Travis. We're partners, okay? Mm. I'm trying to get into why.
I had a thought, and right here you see it. The balloon wall
mm-hmm.
kind of looks like a carnival game mm-hmm. where you shoot the balloons with the target, so it's their way of having target practice.
In the house. Yeah. They're throwing like ninja stars at it. And stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And there are popped balloons here and there,
and deflated
too.
Balloons that have been up for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it's all I could do.
Okay. No, I'm fine. Okay. So, and here's my theory too, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, they are spies.
Yes. Is it really?
Yeah. But very different than yours still.
Okay.
Still enough of a difference. And, okay. So it's because there's a novel called The Spy Who Came from the Cold from 1963 that he's holding in one of the scenes that was voted one of the top 100 novels of all time by Time Magazine.
Good job.
So, okay.
That's perfect.
Now, mine is different because to me, these are two American spies that have already been captured in Russia. So they are already gotten, okay? And so this is, these two Americans have been allowed to create a video to, or the Russians have forced them maybe, to send a video back to the U.S. to show that they're okay.
Okay.
But they are trying to get the message across where they are in Russia to be rescued. So the reason the rap is so terrible and the video is so terrible is because they're not rappers. They are two captured spies. Like, and spies, CIA agents, are pretty boring, lame dudes for the most part. They're really smart and good at their jobs, but they're not rappers. They're not charismatic people.
Okay.
So that's them. Now, here we go. Okay. So the codes for their location are hidden in the video.
Oh, I like it already.
Right.
Yeah.
So they do, in their swim shorts, when they're in the pool, they do these weird body poses. Those are symbols that they're sending back that only Americans would understand.
Okay.
Because there's no, I tried to make it letters, which was, I did too. And it, there's none.
Yeah, there's not.
I did my best, but there's nothing.
No, at one point they do this, and the other guy's doing the exact opposite. I'm like L and
J.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Threes and E's and stuff. Yeah, it doesn't work. But they're just doing codes that would be some type of cipher or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they record a video to prove they're safe, but screaming for help. They show their so as Americans, they get to film this video. It's on a tripod for the most part. There is some handheld stuff, but they are showing the best they can without being obvious because clearly the Russians would look at it to see if there's anything suspicious in it, right? So they're doing their best to show the outside of the house, the garden, to show the local fauna.
Okay.
Here's where it is. If you look around, here's the pool. Here's this, you said the rally. Like, here's where a rally is.
Yeah.
Different locations to kind of triangulate where they are. Let's see. Okay. Another thing that made me think that is they hold up the bottle of champagne. Right?
Okay.
And if you're in Russia, there is only a few places that make Russian champagne. And so I think they're trying to further another hint.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they point, they zoom in on the spinach dip a couple of times, strangely. But it's also like, there's three different kinds of dip. The whole thing is not spinach
dip.
It's
not.
There's three. So I think they're also like, hey, if you divide this area into thirds, we're in this third.
Okay.
So it's all little things that try to get them rescued, basically.
Oh, okay. So it's a rescue mission rap video.
Yes.
For two spies.
Yes.
Just two spies.
Two captured spies. In Russian champagne, it's called champanoskio. I don't even know how to say it. It's something like that. 147, it zooms in on their hands doing like little nervous stuff. More code.
Yeah.
Because that's very weird to do that. Even if you thought, like, if it is two high schoolers making a video, that is clearly not a cool thing to zoom in on, so why do they do it? It's because it means something.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're also, during the video, they're very awkward and with each other. They start off much more timid and scared because they're worried that they're not going to get away with it. But as the video continues and they get finished, they are happier because they're like, we are doing this. Like, it's going well.
And we're getting away with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like it.
Both spies.
They're both spies.
Yeah.
So is it definitively a spy video?
Well, it's a strange choice of book.
It is. It's very strange.
Yeah. I don't... now, a few things I did try to do to further the theory or just find information at all. I tried to take a picture of guy number two's shirt that has like the Weird Al-looking thing on it. It looks like Weird Al or the Unabomber.
Yeah, it looks like the Unabomber, but I think it says the Godfather.
Okay.
At the bottom. I tried to zoom in. I couldn't read it either.
It's bad quality.
But that's the only thing I could kind of decipher is something in those lines.
Yeah, but it's not a picture of anybody from... It's not Al Pacino, for instance.
No, it's not.
It looks like the Unabomber, or it looks like Weird Al in a hoodie.
Okay.
And it's also very Russian propaganda-styled t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like the red and the white and the black. That's the scheme of it. And several of their shirts and their pants I tried to take pictures of and see if they could like pinpoint them. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So that is it. They are just, no matter how you look at this, they're spies. Yeah.
I guess we're... All right. Well, good job.
Yeah, thank you. We're done. I do have like another little... I didn't explore this theory, but I think it could also be... If you just go more literal into what this video is, these guys made this, and yeah, it could be guys at our high school that did it and released it, right? Mm-hmm. But it could be that these two guys, to me, got caught kissing or doing something pretty gay at school, and then they were like, no, 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 we're just two guys having a good time. And they made this video to prove how gay they're not.
Okay.
Like, this is a very insecure thing, but they're clearly very gay. Nothing wrong with that at all. They can be two guys that are homosexual and they're in love with each other, but they're trying to play it off as if they are not.
Which would be a perfect 2004 thing to do.
Yes, it was of its
time. You wouldn't do that today.
No, no, no. You'd just be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just do it.
Time,
just be gay,
absolutely.
Yeah, you would defend yourself so ridiculously, you would go to the links to make this video.
Fair. That's a decent theory in itself.
Yeah, so it's
kinda,
fine.
You kind of had two. Yeah. It's meant to be humor, right?
This is a parody video.
The only reason we came up with our theories is because the only thing not humorous is the book that they're reading.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that led us to going into this. I mean, it starts out with him knocking on a door, but you don't hear a knock, you hear a doorbell.
It's so silly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they did plan this. It's excellent. They nailed exactly what they wanted to do.
They did. It's very purposefully done.
Yeah.
Throughout.
And if, I don't think that they put a hidden meaning in it, but I bet anything they put hidden things that we're not catching in it.
Maybe.
Like, those movements and how they're moving around the pool and like
silly
stuff. I
think they mean something.
Yeah, to them. I do think so. Or their thought process is, this is what guys see and think looks cool. Like, they are imagining themselves as these weirdos, these outcasts. And so they are doing all these things to... It's just silly.
Yeah. Well, so what makes it interesting, because if these two guys were legitimately this awkward, it wouldn't be funny.
It would be hard to watch.
It would be way harder to watch.
Shameful, almost.
Yeah.
I would be sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the fact that they made it funny, because you know that they're not really that awkward, is what makes it okay.
If these were my friends, I would be pumped.
I would too.
I would love this.
I would love to just be the camera guy. I can say I was involved.
Yeah, because this is so... And these two guys are, like, watching the video, very cool guys. They are too cool.
They are cool guys. They make themselves not look cool.
Yeah, and even if we didn't know that they ended up becoming the Lonely Island, this is great.
Yeah.
It's did fine. You? So I did write down a question for you here. Like, did you, when you were in high school, I know you were more focused on like sports and stuff like that. Did you do any type of skits or did you film anything, record anything to this, not to this degree, obviously this well done, but did you make stuff like this?
One time, and it was an assignment for class where we had to put together something. And I remember doing a boxing match with somebody who was pretending to be Muhammad Ali. But...
Okay.
I mean,
go ahead.
It was done in a basement with ropes around poles. It was terrible quality. But we had a lot of fun doing it. So that's all that mattered.
Imagination was...
Yeah. So bad. So bad.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if that would be you or not, but it makes sense that you were forced.
I was forced to do it. I would never have done this on my own. Now, I would.
Yeah.
But back then, no.
Now we do.
Yeah, now we do.
We do little dumb stuff like this, yeah.
You absolutely do.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did plenty of stuff. Like, there are videos that you haven't seen, Travis, that are at my parents' house that are just us doing stuff like this.
Oh, I can only imagine.
We didn't do a music video because we weren't that talented. Like, we didn't have recording stuff. But we did tons of skits, like, in the early 2000s.
I feel like that needs to be our next music video night.
Oh, watching those old home movies? Oh, boy. So, I will reveal on this podcast a story that I don't think you've ever heard.
Okay, good.
So, we made one... Yeah, there's two videos out there, guaranteed one. There's one that we made that's at my parents' house. That's great. It has all like good stuff on it. There's a second video out there that is lost to time because I think this isn't illegal the way I'm going to describe this. So me and, again, it had more people on it. The first one was only like a couple of friends.
Okay.
The second one, a bunch of people did it because they watched the first and like, we're doing that too.
Okay,
okay, so
that's how you start a trend, people.
Yeah, we were ahead of our time. So we had a bunch of videos up, but we took a camera one time over to these some of our friends' house, these two girls that their parents weren't home. And they, I mean, we're talking, they're like in eighth and ninth grade. We're like, okay, we're super young. So on that video, they had alcohol, seventh and eighth graders, and they made out on that video.
Okay.
And then they were like, we want that tape. Just let us hold it for a while so you don't show anybody. We're like, cool, that's fine. Don't care. You can have that. We got to witness it. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're also seventh and eighth graders. And so after that, we realized, oh, that tape has a lot of stuff on it. Can we get that? And they were like, no, we don't want you to have it. We'll give it to you eventually. Never got it back.
Oh, no.
And so now as an adult man, I will delete that other, them kissing.
But
do
you
not
want
care.
The other
I
skits.
Want those skits so bad. But like now I can't ask the girl.
Sure you can.
Yeah, but it's gone. It's gone. It's been 20 years.
For sure they
burnt
it.
It is absolutely destroyed. And it's also on one of those like mini cassette VHS. I mean, I wouldn't even have anything to play it on. But it's gone. And I'm so sad. It had friends I don't talk to anymore. It had like wild stuff on it.
Mm. I have lost tape like that too, but it's not the same content. It's gone.
Yeah, just totally gone.
Well.
R.I.P.
Yeah, no, I really do think I want to watch some of these videos now.
Did you have any other, while you were watching this, like any other thoughts or things that came up, like memories of, like, oh, me and my friends did stupid stuff, or?
I'm not really. I could see people I went in high school with in the video.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
But I didn't really relate to it. I could definitely see a couple of my friends that would have been involved in stuff like this, and it would have been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a stuck up asshole, so I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have.
Yeah. But now that's why we're doing it now. We're making up.
Yeah.
We're trying to capture our youth that we missed. okay. That's.
I'm trying to see if I had any other funny little notes. But I really don't.
Yeah.
Did you do your one sentence summation?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, so like I watched it and then I started cooking and then came back.
Oh, no.
Oh, but go ahead.
I'll give you time because I'm going to do mine literally at the very end. It's just usually you pop out first thing.
Yeah, because it ties into something I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll give you some time.
Let's hit everything else.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other jazz.
Acting, they're great.
I put A plus.
A plus acting.
I put A plus because I know they're not this weird.
No. You can see through it. You can see the but they're not also delivering, like, hey, look how stupid we're being.
But they deliver it perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's only a couple little things where you can see in their eyes or they're having too much fun. But, like, overall, no. It's great.
No, it's so good. I think one of the best parts is when he says, now everybody say guy number one. And they both say guy number one. And he just gets the biggest,
he's like, can't believe that word.
Fucking smile on his face. I think it's one of the best acting parts of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's
really
good.
It is. They are, it took some time. Like them watching each other and seeing, like, hoping they're doing good and they're trying to match each other's energy.
That was it right there. So happy.
So silly. Yeah, I'm with you. Mistakes? No.
No.
No, you can't. Even if you ask them if there is mistakes, we wouldn't catch it. They can just play it off like, no, that was on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You can't catch them in a mistake in this. Did they go together?
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm watching this on mute, because we do that sometimes. It's funny on mute.
It's funnier on mute. That's what's killing me right now. Yeah. This is way better on mute than it is with the sound.
It makes it seem more real.
Exactly.
Because the song is more ridiculous than the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching this, you're like, anybody could do this. It's so good.
Yes. Oh.
Like, if you also, same as your history, if you said this was a video that they had to make for school, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, this could be an assignment.
Yeah.
I don't know what the assignment would be, but it could definitely be an assignment.
It's two nerds being like, what do y'all do? Like, what do y'all do to have fun? And they're trying to show everybody how cool they are.
Yeah, but they're like, we have parties, but nobody comes.
Yeah, the girl's over there.
And the one guy that shows up to the party, they call a cunt.
Get out of here.
Steve. Poor Steve. All right. Best part?
Best
is
part.
Next?
You've said your favorite part.
No, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I think the best part is at 56 seconds.
Which is?
Who invited Steve? That guy's a cunt.
That's your favorite part.
I think it's hilarious.
Okay. I like the parts when they are just standing in front of the balloons. And I don't think there's a specific exact thing, but there's a little, I don't even know if I timestamped it, but when one guy, I think it's guy number one, is singing guy number two's part, he's mouthing the words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's just like, all right, I got to come in a second. So he's like mouthing it at the same time. It's really good. It's
the first one, they carry it a little too much.
Yeah, and he's like, he's not singing, he's just keeping up. Least favorite part?
The worst part, I put 125. Oh, why won't the cops just let us be? And then they do this weird little snapshot with the camera. And he's knocking in front of his face like three times. It's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't fit a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little off and it's not funny.
Okay. That messed you up.
I don't know why.
There's a few parts. I guess my least favorite part would be there's a couple of times when guy number two he's the taller one, by the way, if you haven't watched the video or if you need some context, I guess. When he is a little too stone-faced, like he's like delivering it like almost scared. And unless the camera person is somebody they don't know or like their stepdad, you shouldn't be so scared.
True.
So it just, that's another thing that I know we both latched onto the spy book because that's all there was. But it adds to the theory that they're terrified of capture or their
captors. Yeah, it does.
But as far as how this video is supposed to be perceived,
it doesn't really fit. It doesn't fit the fun vibe.
But it doesn't take away. It's too short to take away. You Agreed. Can slide past both of them, which is better, the video.
Yeah, video.
Video, definitely.
Especially more now. I was kind of torn a little bit before, but now I can definitively say.
Yeah.
I can watch this on mute all day.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I could not listen to this song all day.
In a car or
anything. Oh, my God.
No. It would be... So it's weird that we just said that. Like, stepdad, it would be as if your kids made a song and forced you to listen to
yes.
it. And you were like, okay, good job. Yeah. No, listen again. And you're like, God, man, all right,
yeah, cool. That's exactly what it would be like.
Steve is the stepdad. He's like, wait, what was that part?
Stepdad with a skateboard.
Would you music video night with these guys?
I would.
With the two nerds?
Yep. With the two from this video, yeah, absolutely.
Would they kiss?
No, they wouldn't kiss, but we would show them some of the gayest music videos on the face of the planet right now, mm-hmm. and they'd both have boners.
Okay, so we would show them some Tova Lo, those new videos.
Absolutely.
And they would be like, "What? This is so...
Sam Smith.
Yeah. This is so gay." But their pillows are suddenly in their laps.
It would be one of the funnest nights we could ever have.
We're trying to out them.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just be yourselves, guys. Just be yourselves.
It's so fun.
All right, I'm with that. Oh, what?
What would you change?
So when we first... All right, so let's calm down a little bit.
Okay.
So this is 2 minutes. This video is only 2 minutes long.
It is.
But it's a long 2 minutes.
It is a long 2 minutes.
I was going to say make it longer... But I think the joke is done. It's much more fun to talk about this right now with you than it was to cover it.
Yep.
And so I think if we had to change it, I would be interested to see them if they did interact with a girl or if a girl was in the video.
Ooh.
Not even that they have to, like, she's not there for the party. She could be walking by, and just how they deal with that, what they think they are doing.
That would be an interesting thing to add.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's just for a second.
Just a girl walk while they're in the pool, and a girl walks by to come down to the pool, but then just turns around and leaves. Mm. That would be just, you get to see their reaction to it. That'd be a good little thing to enter. I put nothing. Like, I wouldn't change anything because it gives me exactly what I want. A 2004 video of two guys making a homemade video.
Yeah.
You can't say there's anything wrong with it.
No.
Because it is just their idea on film, and it works just fine.
Yes. They could also, they could add, it would be really fun with the same energy of them pretending to not be scared of a gun that was in the video. That would also be really funny. Like, they have a real gun, but it's terrifying to them. That would be good, too.
Yeah. Not for the spy theories.
No,
but,
not for
but
the spy
theories. Just for
comedic value. Like, they got a hold of one.
Value,
yeah, and they're just like, they have it, but they're holding it wrong. They don't want to touch it, really. That would be funny. But no, I think they did right. Like, that's just if we had to change something, but
if
I don't.
If you had to, you could add a couple little things like that in there, but I wouldn't take away anything.
No, this is fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I also didn't make scores. You snuck up on me. Damn, man.
You what? You didn't have do scores. Your scores? Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Now you know.
I'm not. No, I can be objective.
Okay.
Okay, so guess and real.
Nonsense rating.
Man.
Did you even write that down?
I didn't write anything, no.
You struggled.
I did. Well, I was writing this Russian theory so in depth.
So good.
Yeah. Nonsense scores. It's 99 red balloons.
99.
Oh, it's German, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, so close.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's Eastern European.
Okay. My nonsense rating is also my one-sentence summation.
Okay.
This is two tuba players and their friend who dropped out of school band to play bass for his older sister's boyfriend's band.
Older sister's boyfriend's band. Okay. That's who Steve is?
Yep. That's why he's a cunt.
He is.
And they're obviously tuba players, right?
Like some type of brass instrument.
Sure.
Yeah, they couldn't drum, or they have no rhythm.
No.
So, yeah. I'm shocked you put them in the band.
The school band.
Yeah, high school band.
High school band.
Forced into it. They can't play sports, so they had to do band.
Exactly.
Although their other songs, their next one is like, "We Love Sports."
Yeah.
So maybe that's them trying to get out of the band.
I don't know.
I'm going to put, oh man. So I'm going to do my score. Oh, you just saw it, didn't you?
I did not.
Okay, no, you want to guess
it?
I saw
you scribbling. Guess for you is a 4.19.
Okay, my real score is a 5.92.
Wow.
That's kind of high.
Okay.
But I'm interested to see Music Video Night. Mainly because this is not, it's doing exactly what it wants to do.
It is. It gets credit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a good video.
No, you're right. It could, I could go anywhere from a 4.19 though. Below
that was
average.
That was my guess. What's your guess?
For you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a 4.61.
That's close. 4.89.
4.89?
No, 8.2. I lied 8-2. To you. 4.82. Let me change 8-2. It. I'm no, looking at it now.
You're good. I think that's correct.
I do too.
I think 4.8 is closer to the truth.
I'm glad you can admit it. I think it's right. It's. I guess the song is detracting from the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I watched it three times and I was like, okay. Okay.
That's how joke songs are a lot of times.
Yeah, like, well, all right. So here's the other thing that goes into my rating and what makes it below average. Because we watch a lot of Lonely Island videos. And if you were to put them all on a scale,
yeah, okay,
this one is going to be down there below the fives.
Okay.
They've got some fives. They've got some sixes. They've got some eights.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
This one is below average.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. It's the first video they ever did.
Yeah, great. So we have to use our rating system, because I always know in my head that Shawn Mendes is the middle. And would I rather watch Shawn Mendes, Wonder?
Yep, Wonder.
Or this video?
That's easy for me to answer.
Because you would watch Shawn Mendes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Like, I think it's easier to get caught up in that video because it sweeps you away musically.
All right, so think about it this way. If you have to watch a video three times in a row, which one would you rather watch? Go, off the top of your head.
This one.
Okay, that's fine.
So it has to be above a five.
You think it's above a five.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, which is crazy if you put them side by side and you ask anybody.
Yeah, like it's the wrong answer. No, it's fine. It's so, your opinion.
It is.
It's the wrong opinion.
And I think 5.89 is maybe high. It could be like a 5.1 or 5.08, something like that. 4.8 is I'm going to say it's the right answer, but my heart won't let me do it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
No, I'm not judging you. You know you're wrong, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I just can't undo it. I just can't fix it.
Yeah, that's fine. You fell in love with these two guys.
They're great.
Yeah, they are great. I'll give you that. It's hard for me to say those two guys didn't get a five. I think they put in the effort for a five. The video just is not that. The video with the song is not that good.
All right, so all right. I got my one sense.
Oh, good.
So right, my nonsense rating was the 99 red balloons, even though that's not right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So everything about me in this video is wrong. My one sentence is, we're just four guys having a good time.
We did. Yeah, us four guys did just have a good time, didn't we?
So that's it. That's it.
And we've never met before.
Never met.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah, me too. Cool, guys. So we're not going to tell you what's next because we don't know.
We have no idea.
We'll just put out an episode. It'll have the name on it and you watch it or don't. Or listen.
You'll watch it. Our Moroccans will watch it.
Yeah, weird downloads sometimes, guys. Thanks, everybody around the world, for listening.
Thank y'all.
We get these little pockets of strange videos that just blow up.
Shout out to Morocco. They're loving us in Morocco right now, so
maybe they love Britney Spears.
Huh?
They might love Britney Spears.
They might. It's just fine. Listen to the rest of them.
Try it. That's Travis.
That's Jared.
Bye.
Peace.